Did you know that a fully hydrated, alkaline, balanced body performs better than a dehydrated, acidic body? It's true, and there's a lot of science to prove it. If you'd like to try the micro-clustered, high-alkaline, ionized water and see the results it makes in your performance, call 480-440-0972 to arrange for a free 3-week trial anywhere in the Valley of the Sun. If you're serious about your athletic performance, you need to drink this water. Call today. There's no cost and no obligation. Call 480-440-0972 right now.
Native New Yorker and football. Let's do this together. Native New Yorker is the place to watch your favorite college and pro football games. Great games, the best food, Native New Yorker. The coolest place for the hottest wings and football.
A pro football field is a crunch course that is filled with danger zones. In football, it's knock the man down or be knocked down.
The Fan AM 1060.
And now, it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report. Arizona's private university since 1949. Only with Kevin McCabe and friends on The Fan, AM 1060.
11:27, Thursday. Check your watches. We're right on schedule. The big voice guy telling us time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report. The fall season blowing up on the campus of 33rd Avenue in Campbellback. Yes, it's right here on our valley. This is not at the Grand Canyon. It's here some 50 years, and now they're exciting athletic programs out there, great academia, and online. It's Grand Canyon University. And the man who drives the bus, the athletic director, Keith Baker, is kind enough to join us now to talk about some of the fall league sports. Bakes, Kevin McCabe, how are you?
Good, Kevin. How are things going for you this fall?
Perfect. It's a beautiful day. It's finally cooling off a little bit, so we're ready. Hey, let me ask you. I got to begin with soccer because I'm excited. Tomorrow night, the regular season home finale against Chaminade for the men. They blew them out 6-0 over these same Silver Swords last night. And my favorite player, my favorite soccer player of all time here in Arizona, Kyle Ciliento, with a couple more goals. This team, legitimate postseason candidate, and also we're thinking national championship. It's a goal and a realistic goal, isn't it?
I think so. You know, the West region in Division II of the NCAA has fared very well in most sports. So if you're competitive at the top of this region, then you're a national competitor, and you've got a shot at competing on the national stage at the D2 level. So the team this year, 13-2-2 at this particular point, got the one game left with Chaminade already. I kind of locking up that conference championship, it appears, as things are going pretty well. So, good season for Coach Draxton and the team, and really kind of on the edge of our seats waiting for that selection show on Monday when we find out what happens next.
Well, I'm excited. We've got Keith Baker, the athletic director, and actually I was out at high school football last week at Centennial, and one of the coaches, track coaches, said, "Hey, McCabe, how's that Kyle Ciliento doing over there?" And I said, and he goes, "I love your report." And I said, "Great." I said, "I fawn over this kid. I love him, but I invite people, Bakes, Keith Baker, tomorrow night, the final home regular season game. We may get a playoff game, but to see this young man and the way he delivers, the hat trick last night, he's triple teamed and double teamed. You've been there. You've been around sports your entire life, and I even had him on the show, and I said, I apologize for fawning over you. But does he still cease to amaze you when he steps on the field? I mean, he's not some big blown-up kid. He's just a kid who plays the game at the highest level.
You know what? He's, in my discussions with other folks, and having watched soccer here since we've had soccer here for 25, 26 years now, he's probably the most efficient soccer player I've seen. In that he knows when to turn it on and when to shut it down and when to take a run at something and when to back off. And it's kind of quirky in some ways because he's always around the ball and there's always three or four guys around him defensive-wise. So, but he does a wonderful job. He's a great distributor of the ball as well. He sees the field well. So he's got a lot of tools that really help not only him succeed, but help the team play better as well.
Yeah, it is, you said it, because a lot of times he may lull you to sleep, and all of a sudden he breaks free, and he scissor kicks one in the back of the net, and you go, wow. And by the way, tomorrow night you can go out and get a chance, and I invite young soccer players and teams. They want to come out in their uniforms. I'd love to have them come out there and see a special guest announcer tomorrow night, 5:45 at the Grand Canyon University soccer field. Me! So I invite them to come out and watch the soccer game tomorrow night. The women's soccer team, they're clinging to their postseason hopes as well. They get a shutout win over Chaminade and Michelle Carell's with a hat trick. I mean, you're excited about what this team is doing as well, aren't you?
Well, Stevie Gill has been here the last couple of years and really helping drive our women's program a little higher in the standings each year. You know, middle of the pack last year, is sitting in second place in the Pac West right now, 10-5-1 overall, and hoping to get another good result tomorrow night against Chaminade and finish with 11 wins on the regular season. The women's seeding in Division II in the West region is a little different than the guys, so a few more teams make it in. BYU Hawaii's already locked up the automatic berth out of the Pac West Conference. But our team looking at an at-large bid, hopefully six teams will make it into the women's regional, whereas only four make it into the men's side. So they were, you know, in eighth or ninth place, I think, in the regional advisory committee's poll, which is the one that we have to look at in terms of who gets to go to postseason. The CCAA has their tournament coming up this weekend. We've got a couple of one regular season match left. So it's going to be tight. And when it ever comes down to, you know, you hope to get that automatic situation because then you're guaranteed of what's going to happen. If you leave it into the hands of committees and computers to try to figure it out, then you just always have to hope for the best. So, again, we'll be waiting for that Monday just to see if there's a chance of us getting a call to play again next week.
We love Stevie Gill. I love his passion. I love what he delivers over there with the women's soccer program. Cross country, we're talking with Keith Baker, the athletic director at Grand Canyon University, off and running this year. It's still a relatively young program, but they've caught some fire, some 14 runners qualifying for the Pac West Championships. How excited are you about that?
Well, yes and no. You know, I'm excited because they're getting to run. I'm not as excited that I didn't get to go with them. Because BYU Hawaii is hosting the conference.
I'm really upset that I wasn't invited. Yeah.
You could have been guest announcer there.
We've got to work on this stuff, Bakes. They need you to run it, and I need to be over there broadcasting. Okay,
well,
but anyways.
And the better part about it, too, is it's not just that it's in Hawaii. It's on the north shore of Oahu, so up in the Turtle Bay Resort, which is one of my wife's favorite places on earth. So she likes that spot when we've been able to go over there and watch some of our teams or have some Pac West action over there. But, yeah, when you have to really step down to run a cross-country meet on the Faldo course at the Turtle Bay Resort, boy, that's just roughing it.
Yeah, but it's exciting. But now you've got some players going over there. And Kip Mutai, he's a Kenyan, and I'm cross-country Kenyan. I think it's synonymous. Leading the way, but he set the bar for the rest of this team, hasn't he? I mean, the men and women have responded, haven't they?
Well, you know what? We've kind of looked at our development over the last couple of years as we have been very, very fortunate to get more resources to operate our programs that were, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. There's a process involved, and Dr. Kim Sims, our cross-country coach, has done a good job of kind of seeing that blend in. And, yes, certainly Kip Mutai has come in and kind of run to the head of the pack and a very, very good runner for us this year. But, you know, we've had some good production from other runners. Julio Zuniga has done well for us in the past, and Nick Cross is trying to come in there and really help with that base. And we're still a fairly young team when you get right down to it. I mean, not a lot of mostly freshmen and sophomores out there that are trying to do the competition. So the guy side is really starting to come around. They may be slightly ahead of where the women's side is productive-wise overall, but the women's team is getting much better as well. And they've got some, you know, some possibilities there, and we're hoping that that they will continue to improve. Joy, and I'm always pronouncing her name wrong, Hulsey, I think it is, has come a long way for us, is doing pretty well. Really, overall, I think, you know, you look back 4 years when we were struggling to put five runners out there, and now both rosters are deep with student-athletes and the level of competition started to pick up as we go along.
And a lot of local talent as well, and I love to hear that. And it's an opportunity cross-country. We're talking both soccer, men and women's soccer. They can compete there at Grand Canyon University and keep their collegiate hopes alive of playing intercollegiately. Women's volleyball as well. And again, they've struggled down the stretch here a little bit, but looking for a strong finish next weekend versus Dixie State?
Yes. In our conference, we often have, you know, people look at our schedule sometime and say, this is strange, why do you play teams two times in a row? And, well, when you're as geographically diverse as us, sometimes you just have to do what you have to do in order to make things as cost-effective as possible. So we close the season with back-to-back games against Dixie State, who's been one of the better programs, a senior night a week from Saturday, and we only have two seniors on the team. So again, with this team, as Chris has gone out, a lot of underclassmen out there. Freshmen and sophomores dominate the roster. A junior or two out there as well. So, but yeah, with only two seniors, Megan Toth playing her final matches next week, Tamika Henry as well. But there's certainly good things to look forward to in the future for them.
I love it. You've also got the arena going up. People can drive by and say, wow, look at that. A beautiful facility that's going up. You've got the grand new athletic facility that's on campus already. It's the last year in the Antelope Gym, going to be special for the men's basketball team. Russ Pennell doing the job, and this is his team now. I feel like he's settled in when I talk to him, and you're excited about what they're going to put on the basketball floor, men's basketball this year?
Very much so. I had the opportunity. You had the exhibition game Tuesday night in Las Vegas, played UNLV. And so I went up for the game just to kind of get a gauge at where they were, and it was fun to watch. First 8 minutes, a lot of concerted effort, but you could tell the adrenaline had kicked in, and there were some struggles that came out of those first 8 minutes. But after they settled down and started to play, they did fairly well.
Yeah.
It was encouraging to see after some of those cobwebs got worked out in the initial few minutes of the game, how they did. They didn't back down. They stepped up. You deal with certain types of athletes at the Division I level that are extremely, they're just bigger and quicker.
Sure.
With greater depth. And so it was really, really a good test for our kids. And they walked away with it. They lost by 24, but they walked away with it in the sense of, you know what, we don't think we embarrassed ourselves. We had a rough start, and then we competed fairly well. And there's some bright new spots coming for them this year. A lot of good returning student athletes, but some of the new kids coming in, I think, are going to please the Antelope fans who want to come out and watch good basketball.
Again, a lot of my kids from the East Valley, and I'm excited, the way they're doing it with discipline and fundamentals. And again, this is UNLV, it's Lon Kruger. They may be an NCAA team, a tournament team this year, and to play with them the opening night, I think it's great. And a great test, a great gauge here in the preseason. Women's team, Trent May, one of my guys, ready to rock as well with a nice little player from Xavier, Sam Murphy. Sam, I am.
She gets a lot of the attention for a lot of things, and that's well deserved because she works her tail off all year round, and we're very, very fortunate to have a student athlete like her. But having Rosalind Nelson back is going to help Sam a lot, because teams won't be able to key on her as much as they may have in the past. A lot more depth coming around. I was talking to Trent after the same night the guys played at UNLV. The women were down playing University of Arizona. And I probably much the same came out of that one. Again, wasn't a close game in many respects in terms of the scoreboard, but learning experience. They're prepared for their next exhibition. They're going up to UNLV next Monday to play the Running Rebels on the women's side. And these games are really meant to, put that big stiff resistance up there to begin with. And then once we get into Division II play, looking forward to going over to the Disney Classic and seeing some good basketball just next weekend as well.
I could pass on the Hawaii. I can still do Vegas and Disney. You had me at Disney. I've got kids. So, and I love this. I love to hear you talk and emphasize the fact that athletes who go to school, they're student athletes, it's part of the package. There are teams from Hawaii. There are trips there. There are great trips and a great opportunity to play intercollegiately. And you've also got wrestling, swimming, and diving also gearing up here for the winter. I know it's a crazy but fun time and an exciting time at the Canyon, isn't it?
It really is. This is our, the crossover seasons are the busiest. So this segment right here is the winter sports are starting to gear up and the fall sports are starting to wind down. It gets a little bit busy, then it calms down a little bit, and then February is just maniacal. It's just you've got a ton of spring sports and all the winter sports still going. But this is an extremely fun time of the year right now to see what's coming forward. Wrestling, I was talking to R.C. LaHaye this morning, and we have the big, they open up at Embry-Riddle, I think, Saturday, and then they've got their home opener the following Saturday, the 13th, against Arizona State, which I think ASU is only ranked, 14th in the country Division One. Our men's team came out number 12 in the D2 preseason poll. So RC's excited about the crop of wrestlers he's got coming in this year, some great returners, as well as some very, very strong new kids. He's confident that he may have up to 8 kids who have the potential to compete for All-American honors. And wrestling's one of those sports to where, hey, it's not somebody picking you to be an All-American. It's because you wrestled your way to the end of the year. So it's one of those results-based things, and he's very confident that he's got some quality kids out there this year that are going to produce some very, very good results.
Well, we look forward to it, Bakes. I love what you're doing. It's Keith Baker, and you've got a great staff and support over there with Ruth Ann Gardner, and your sports information people are the best. They really are, and Joel Horn and Steve Heath and Mike McNally and Brooke Baker. Brooke Baker?
Yes.
Slave driving. You have your daughter in there. I mean, come on now.
Well,
it does a great job.
We do have, we've also, you know, our executive leadership has blessed us with the ability to have some student assistants, graduate assistants. And Brooke actually works through the marketing department at the university, where she's getting her MBA with an emphasis in marketing. And so she spends a lot of her time working in marketing, and then also comes over in sports information and assists as a kind of a go-between those two departments. It is very joyful to have to watch your daughter grow.
Well, I'm excited
to see her be
you.
Able to do some of those things. And the fact that she doesn't have to answer to me makes it all the much better for her.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, she's working and staying out of trouble. Hey, Keith, great stuff. I love it. I got my purple pen last night at the Suns game from the Grand Canyon people out there marketing the school. People can go check out gculopes.com. See all the athletics over there, all the great things that are going on. Or you can just you can email Keith Baker over there. He's got so much time on his hands, especially here.
Certainly.
Right now. If he's not in Hawaii playing golf and watching cross country, you can catch up with him. Keith, I'll see you tomorrow night, the Grand Canyon University soccer game at the GCU soccer fields. I invite people to come on out, not to see me. I'm just going to do the announcing, but to see this young, exciting soccer team. You will not be disappointed. I promise you that. Great stuff. That's our Grand Canyon University sports report. Good people over there. And this kid, Kyle Ciliento, I'm telling you, he understated him. And he, you know, kind of, you know, lopes around a little bit, triple teamed, and all of a sudden, he's scissor kicking it in the back of the net, and you go, wow. Hey, you know, this is not some 6'8", 280. This guy, is, you know, he could walk in here to Wright Honda. Okay, Kyle.